Hi, Mike. What's up?
Not much. How are you doing, Vicky?
Never been better. I'm waiting for my roommate.
Oh, do you mean Oksana? She is Ukrainian, right?
Yep. Are you Italian-American, Mike?
I'm part Italian and part Irish.
How interesting.
How about you, Vicky? I know you're Asian-American, but I don't know which ethnicity.
My parents are Korean, so I'm Korean-American.
Cool. I love kimchi.
Okay.
And let's hear it again one more time slowly.
Hi, Mike. What's up?
Not much. How are you doing, Vicky?
Never been better. I'm waiting for my roommate.
Oh, do you mean Oksana? She is Ukrainian, right?
Yep. Are you Italian-American, Mike?
I'm part Italian and part Irish.
How interesting.
How about you, Vicky? I know you're Asian-American, but I don't know which ethnicity.
My parents are Korean, so I'm Korean-American.
Cool. I love kimchi.
Okay. So, in this conversation, Mike and Vicky were talking about ethnicity.
That's right.
So, by the way, Daniel, what ethnicity are you?
Well, I'm part Japanese, part English, part Irish, and part German.
Wow, you have a lot of mixes in there.
That's right. How about you, Jesse? What's your ethnicity?
Well, my mother is from Mexico, so I'm Mexican-American.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Are you good at cooking Mexican food?
I'm not, but my mother is. So she always cooked Mexican food for us. I loved it.
Oh, I'd love to try it.
Yes, it's really good.
So let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first one is...
What's up?
What are you doing? How are you?
What's up? What's up?
And next?
Not much.
Nothing special. Nothing especially.
Not much. Not much.
Next we have?
Ukrainian.
A person or thing from Ukraine, an Eastern European country.
Ukrainian. Ukrainian.
And the next one?
Yep.
Yes. Casual.
Yep. Yep.
Next we have?
Italian-American.
An American person or thing with roots in Italy.
Italian-American. Italian-American.
Next we have?
Asian-American.
An American person or thing with roots in Asia.
Asian-American. Asian-American.
And what's the next one?
Ethnicity.
Condition of belonging to a national or cultural group.
Ethnicity. Ethnicity.
And the last one?
Kimchi.
A spicy pickled side dish served with Korean food.
Kimchi. Kimchi.
Okay, now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
In this lesson's dialogue, Mike asks Vicky, "What's up?" This is a common way for close friends to begin a conversation.
The meaning is the same as, "What are you doing?" or "What is happening now?" However, it is often used as an informal, simple greeting, such as "Hi."
Yes, this phrase is very informal. You can answer this question by explaining what is new with you. But the most common answer is, not much. Not much simply means that there is no special news to report.
Also, people often don't answer the question, what's up, but instead respond with, what's up?
So let's hear an example of this.
Okay. Jesse, what's up?
What's up?
Exactly.
The next word we will look at in this lesson is ethnicity. Ethnicity is the noun form of the word ethnic, as in ethnic food.
Something that is ethnic is associated with a national or cultural group. For example, Italian food and Mexican food are considered ethnic food by Americans.
That's right. Ethnicity is the noun form, and it is often used to talk about a person's race. A person may be a different ethnicity than the country they were born in or live in.
Now, in America, there are so many different ethnicities, so it is fairly common to ask people about their ethnic background. When you ask this question, you will hear many people say things like, I'm Italian American, or I'm Chinese American.
Yes, you hear those kind of phrases a lot. But many people are from mixed backgrounds, so you will also hear things like, I'm part Italian. This means that the person has some Italian in their background, but also has some other ethnicity or ethnicities.
Okay, let's take a look at the grammar point for this lesson. The focus of this lesson is subject-verb agreement with be. For example, she is Ukrainian, right?
Be is one of the most common and important words in the English language. In this lesson, we'll look at how it is used as a copula and how it is conjugated.
By copula, we mean that it is used to link the subject with an adjective, another noun, or an expression of place.
You can think of be as being like an equal sign.
That's right. The conjugation of be can be difficult, so let's look carefully at how to do it using the simple present tense.
The basic sentence pattern using be as a copula in the simple present tense is like this. Subject plus be plus either an adjective, noun, or expression of place.
The conjugation for be depends on whether you are using first person,
I,
second person,
you,
or third person,
he or she.
It also depends on whether there is only one person or more than one person.
The conjugation also depends on the verb tense, past, present, future, etc. But in this lesson, we will only consider the simple present tense.
Let's look at some examples.
First, an example in the first person.
I am American.
Next, an example in the second person.
You are tall.
And lastly, an example in the third person.
She is Ukrainian.
So don't forget these three forms of the word be: am, are, and is. Well, that just about does it for today.
Well, until next time, see you later.
Bye, everyone. Hi, Mike. What's up?
Not much. How are you doing, Vicky?
Never been better. I'm waiting for my roommate.
Oh, do you mean Oksana? She is Ukrainian, right?
Yep. Are you Italian-American, Mike?
I'm part Italian and part Irish.
How interesting.
How about you, Vicky? I know you're Asian-American, but I don't know which ethnicity.
My parents are Korean, so I'm Korean-American.
Cool. I love kimchi.
Okay.